Americans celebrate Columbus Day. Why? Columbus wasn't the first to discover America. Americans don't care. They just love celebrations. Retailers slash prices during celebrations, and we often get long weekends. Our national myths, historically accurate or not, are great for business. We live in a consumerist society. Consumerism depends on wanting what we don't have. Getting it, marketers say, brings happiness. It doesn't. It keeps us chronically dissatisfied. When we get what we want more. Americans have little concept of enoughness. Getting what we need is different. At first, we resist it. When the Spanish and the English sailed into the Chesapeake Bay, they weren't looking for the bay. They wanted the Northwest Passage, the mythical shortcut to the Orient that promised them quick access to endless riches. They discovered instead something of more enduring value, a lovely deep water port, something every mariner needs, so safe and beautiful that the Spanish called it the Bay of the Mother of God. In the mid-70s, I came to Maryland. I kept my sailboat in Middle River on the western shore. I loved the colonial charm still evident around the bay. I wanted to discover its riches. I planned a weekend sail up to Georgetown, Maryland on the Sassafras River. I had been there by car and found the village quaint and inviting. Now I wanted to make a trip under sail, as had our colonial ancestors. I planned to drop anchor near where the romantic Kitty Knight House overlooks Georgetown. Its architecture oozes colonial charm. The legend of Kitty Knight is part of the allure. During the War of 1812, Kitty Knight saved several families from being homeless, from the fire and the sword of the British, by intimidating the commanding Admiral Cockburn. For a romantic like me, I wanted to see that sight myself. I left early on a Thursday morning. The wind was predicted from the northwest. It soon shifted, first to the north and eventually to the northeast. That meant a headwind of about 15 knots and relentless tacking back and forth. I made little way, and as I grew more tired, I became even more determined to make Georgetown. I cursed the wind. I was angry. I made little way, and finally, resentfully abandoned my dream of looking up the hill and seeing the candlelights burning in the Kitty Knight House as I dropped anchor at sunset at Georgetown. What I wanted, I didn't get. I headed for cover. It was near dark when I entered Wharton Creek, the nearest gunk hole. I'd never been there before. I anchored outside on the lee of the hills. I was sheltered from the wind, but with a sweeping view of the western shore. The boat rocked gently. The night was cool, the stars bright, and the sense of sanctuary I felt soon eclipsed any disappointment I had. I found myself in a lovely place, serene in solitude, not easy to find in many anchorages. The panoramic landscape, along with the tranquility the anchorage offered, meant more to me now than the romantic dream that I long wanted so badly. I needed to be here. The consumerist theory is flawed. Happiness isn't having what I want, but wanting only what I have. In a consumerist society, it's just more, more, more. On the shore, George Merrill.